I'm not sure what the major confusion was today over here with this Gemara, but let's go over the Gemara and then discuss a few different points. The Gemara begins on Vav Mebeis. Amar Rava, Tein Mana Leploini. She says, of course, he's going to have to go back and say language of Kishim, but she says, Tein Mana Leploini, V'kadosh L'chol Mekudeshes. She says, give money, not to me, but to somebody else, and I will marry you. So says the Gemara that kiddushin is valid midin eved midin arev, like a guarantor. Arev lava vagav de lomati hanolu yade, an arev, even though the guarantor does not receive the money, he receives no benefit because of this loan directly. Avagav de lomati hanolu yade come as shabe nafshe, he nonetheless is becomes liable for the loan. So hi iszanami avagav de lomati hanolu yada. This woman as well, even though she received nothing, he gave the money to somebody else based on her command, she received nothing directly. Nonetheless, the Kiddushin is valid, just like the Arev, who received no direct benefit, is liable for the loan. She is also Mekudeshes, even though she didn't receive anything directly. How do we understand that... How do we understand that, the nature of that Kiddushin? So if you look at the Ritva, he has one perspective on this. Kiddushin Ritva writes over here, Ois Aleph, Arev, Lava Vagav de Lomati Hanag Yade Mishtabin. And Arev, even though he doesn't receive anything, he is liable for the loan. Perish, Lav Lameima de Lomati Le Shumana, doesn't mean he doesn't receive anything. Dim came by my Mishtabin. Then how could he be liable for the loan? He doesn't receive the money. If he doesn't receive anything tangible, no cash, he receives the hanah that I'm a chashuva guy. I am an important man. You lent money based on my say-so, that gives me a certain amount of prestige. So because of that prestige, you know, that you're lending money because I guaranteed it, that's how he becomes obligated, liable for the loan. The hanah called dukta chashuva kekesef ki deperishin v'kamadukti. Hanah itself can be considered of value. And this Ritva is basing himself on the Gemara Baba Basra. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Baba Basra, I gave it to you over here, Ois Beis, and Daf Kufayin Gimel Mebeis, the Gemara says, "Amale Rav Ashi LaMeimer Hamaisim B'chol Yoim." We have this every day, that even though Asmachta Loi Kanya Arev Mishtabed, and Asmachta, Rabbi Yosef, you were here last year. Remember the sugi of Asmachta, or maybe it's just, you know, a blurry nightmare somewhere in the back of your mind. But Asmachta is not that complicated of a topic. It becomes a complicated sugya, but it's really the notion itself is not complicated at all. And that is, if I obligate myself to pay money, but it's a conditional obligation, if something happens, I'll pay. That's how it's related to gambling. You know, if I lose, I'll pay. Anything that's a conditional obligation of money, where it might come to, I'll have to pay, maybe not, we don't assume that you actually mean to accept such an obligation, because you always are optimistic in nature and will assume you'll never actually come to have to pay. You're going to assume I'm going to win every time, or the circumstances will play it out that I don't have to pay. But any conditional obligation of money is really not binding, because you never believe it's going to actually occur. Even though, we paskin, says the Gemara, asmachta loy kanya, a conditional financial obligation is not binding. Nonetheless, an arev, every guarantor in a loan is a conditional financial obligation. I will pay if you don't. Won't most people believe that they'll never have to be obligated to pay? So then why is he ever obligated to pay? He never thinks it's going to occur. It's never going to come to fruition. Every arev is asmachta. So for acting more, the asmachta lo kanya v'arev mishtabed, it happens every day. Even though asmachta lo kanya, the guarantor is obligated. Omer Rav Ashi, why is the arev obligated? Because Bahu Hanadi Kamahemele Gomer Mishtabe Navshe. It's not just based on his say so that he obligates himself, that would be an asmachta. It's because he received something and was part of this loan. He also benefited. How did he benefit? What did he benefit? Not in the money of the loan, but he obligates himself unequivocally not just because of his say-so, he obligates himself to this loan because he got hana in return. What hana did he get? That you lent money based on my say-so. I'm pulling the strings. That kind of hana is what obligates the arev. So too says the Ritva, that's the pshat in our sugya too. Back on the third line in the Ritva, the hana b'chol dukta chashuva kekesef. Hana in all circumstances is considered like kesef, ki the parishin of a kamad dukta, as we've explained already. We talked about it yesterday. Even though here the woman redirects the money, she says, give it to Pliny and I'll marry you, the chassan. Give it to a third party and I'll marry you. She herself received nothing directly. Do you have money or plenty with the bura? She is makna herself in kiddushin because you gave money to somebody else and her say so, and she would have paid a mana or a pruta for someone to follow her instructions. She really wants people to listen to her, I guess, you know. So she would pay somebody to give money to her friend, and since you were the one who did it, you provided her that hana, and all hana could have, you know, has financial value as well, like Kesef says the Ritva. So therefore, she's Mekudeshes in lieu of that hana that she received. And then the Ritva adds, Miu kol Mekudeshes tarmina b'shmei den hana kisha amahu. He has to say something. He has to say something. What does he have to say? He has to say, I read Mekudeshes. We'll get back to that part in a minute. Okay, so the Ritva understood this halach of Agamara of Mekudeshes midin arev. What obligates the arev? She's not, you know, there's no guarantor over here in the Kiddushin. What it means is it's the same mechanism, it's the same logic, the same line of reasoning. What obligates the arev in a loan? Not his say-so, that's asmachtas, because he received the benefit, not the money. What did he receive? You lent money based on my say-so. Aha. Important. So she also is mekudeshes with that same hana. You gave the money to my friend based on my say-so, and therefore she obligates herself in marriage, or she submits herself to be married. That's how the Ritva understood our Gemara. Therefore, writes the Ritva, what should the language of Kiddushin be that the husband says? What should he say to her? So says the Ritva, Miu kama kudeshes aminim b'shmayit and hainu kishomar hu. She can't direct traffic over here. She cannot have. Nasna hu v'amrahi. We can't have that. Sha'amala, he then says to her, Harei at the kudeshes li, you're mekudesh to me, ba'oisa hano shenosati leploini mona b'diburecha. That's a complicated statement. But in the hana that I gave the money to Yenam based on your say-so, that hana is what I'm mekadesh you with. That's how the Ritva understood this sugya. What obligates the woman in marriage? The hana that she received, that you listen to what I said, just like that's what obligates the arev in a loan, the guarantor in the loan, is that you gave money based on my say-so. And all hana, as we know, Rabbi Isai, is considered money. How do we know hana is considered money? Anybody remember from yesterday? How do we know hana is considered money?
Making jokes, dancing.
Oh, Sabah Gimel with Aleph. We had the Gemara yesterday. Schoiko Fanai Rekurdo Fanai. Dance before me, and she says, and I'll marry you. What did he provide her? What did he provide her? Hana, making jokes, entertainment. So if I give that to the woman, my jokes, my entertainment, that's of value. So then, the Kiddushin can take effect based on that. If that's the case, Rabbi Isai, what then is really the difference between our Gemara and that Gemara? One is superfluous. Once you said one, do you really need the other? That's what the Pnei Yoshua is. Look at the Pnei Yoshua over here, Oiz Gimel. Perish v'harash bo v'shar poiskim kozvu da'arisha amalo. He says to her, Hiskat shili ba'nazu shenosati l'plani mona avurecha. Let's get married based on the hana that I provided you, that I gave money based on your direction. Why do we need din arev? Just like the arev obligates himself in a loan because of the hana that you lent money based on my say-so, so to the woman is mekudeshes because of the hana that you gave money based on my say-so. Says the Pnei Yeshua. What are we coming with such lamdasha, you know, the shyness? We're learning it out of arev. I'll tell you why she's mekudeshes. You gave money based on my say-so. So, you know, the woman directs the money. She gets hana by virtue of the fact that we listen to her. She should be mekudeshes. Why? Based on the same old gemara that we had of schloik lefanai, record lefanai. I provided her with a hana. You want to be entertained? I entertained you. I'm marrying you with that hana. You want money to go to a certain party? I'll listen to you. You're mekudeshes with that hana. What do we have to come with such fancy, you know, connections and tushtels to Arev? What do we need Arev for? We have the old hana, old gemara. Schaik lefanai, rekod lefanai. Yeah.
This method of giving hana, that is in the category of kesa, is it?
Why not?
Because it just gives a, it's like a minimum, like a Mishnah provides like a minimum shiur, and like I just like don't know why they have a minimum shiur if like hana, it's just like a subjective.
Where is there a minimum shiur?
It says it needs to be at least a pruta.
Oh, yeah, here. And here, and but here, and here.
There's no, there's just like a hana.
Give me a little bit more. Come on. You're almost there. Excellent. Excellent. So that's where Rav Shmuel Rizovsky in his Chidushim, Simon Hay, suggests your distinction. He says, no. That Gemara, Schaik Lefanai, Rekai Lefanai, are marketable skills. You could put an ad in the newspaper if you're so talented, you know, professional badchen. And you marry the woman with one of your acts, your stand-up routine. I gave it to you for free. Fine. That's a financial. Says Rav Shmuel, I understand that's hanaras kekesef. And if you charge a pruta for your services, and here you gave it for free, okay, you can marry her with that. Here, this is not a professional service that you provide everyone to give money based on their say-so. That, in this situation, you provided her with a hana. But there's no, it's not a marketable skill that I do what people say. That's not, that doesn't really translate to something you would advertise in the newspaper, you know, as something that's a marketable skill that you would market to everyone. I give money based on people say so. That wouldn't, it's not traditionally a skill that we associate with something that you rent out or you lease or whatever. So says of Shmuel, that's the additional chiddush here. This is not something that has a market value attached to it. Give money based on my say-so. No one's giving away their money based on anybody's say-so. Lend money based on my say-so. I'm sure there are people who rent out, I don't know, are there people who professionally co-sign loans and get money for that? I don't think so. No, they have to know the person in the situation. So since it's not a marketable skill, something that is generally has a market value attached to it, that's why we needed the connection to Arev. To show us that this is a legitimate hanah kekesef, just like the Arev is meshabed himself with the hanah that you got money based on his say-so, the woman can be mekudeshes with the hanah that you gave money to somebody else based on her say-so. Why can't that be included underneath schoik lefanai rekoi lefanai? Because schoik lefanai rekoi lefanai are marketable skills that everyone knows has a dollar amount attached to it. This is not. Rav Shmuel says that's the same shot in the Gemara later on. Rabbi said, look at the Gemara. Boy Rava, the period right in the middle of the Yamud, in the middle of the narrow lines. Boy Rava, Helech mana v'kadesh ani lecha. Take a mana, and I'll be mekudeshes to you. That's what the woman says. Amar marzutra mishmeder Rav Papa, mekudeshes to kiddushin is valid. Amalei Rav Ashi lemarzutra. Rav Ashi said to Marzutra, how could the kiddushin be valid? How could she be makna herself together with kesef? Imkain, first of all, she's the one who's giving the kesef. I don't know why we'd impose that problem. She's the one who's giving the money. But the Gemara has a different problem in the laws of Kenyanim. Amalei Rav Ashi l'mazutra. Imkain havalei nechasim sheyesh lemachrayas, niknin nechasim she'en lemachrayas. This is a reference to a Kenyan called Agav. It's one of the Kenyanim we use by Chametz on Pesach too. And that is that I say to you, I'll be makne this recorder to you, Agav Karka. I'll sell you a piece of land, and together with that land, you'll get, a few other items as well. So once you're making a kinyan on the land has the ability to schlep along other things together in the kinyan. That's called kinyan agav. Even though they're not resting necessarily on the property, they're elsewhere. I have the ability to be makne to you things, agav karka. Once I'm selling to you land, other things can go along, can get schlepped along with it. You make a kinyan on karka, and then you get other things also that were part of the sale. And you only have to make a kinyan on the karka, and everything else goes together with it. And karka is kesef, shtar, and chazaka. So once you make a kinyan on the karka, you get other things too. But says the Braisa, no, I'm sorry, says the Gemara, nechasim sheyesh lemachrayas, Niknim lechasim she'ein lehem achrayas. That you can only be kinda okay, Rashi. Sheyesh lehem achrayas. Adam hukish lekarkos. Karka is yesh lehem achrayas. So that which is the chasim sheyesh lehem achrayas. I'm sorry. Which is yesh lehem achrayas? The karka or the metalkalim? No. Yeah. Here it's the nechasim. Normally it's the chasim sheyesh lehem achrayas. Nicknamed the chasim sheyesh lehem achrayas. Metalto and gold together along with the karka. I sell you the karka, and everything else goes along with it. Here, it's the opposite. Im kein havalein achasim sheyesh lemachrayus, I'm giving over kesef. She's saying, take the kesef from me. Together with the kesef, you'll get me. That's what she says. Im kein havalein achasim sheyesh lemachrayus, she's giving the kesef to him. She's not going to be mekudeshes with that. She can't give him kesef to affect kiddushin. But she's going to give herself along with the kesef. Just like you make a kinyan on the kesef, it's like you're making a kinyan on me. Im kein, says the Gemara, havalei nechasim sheyesh lehem achrayus, that's herself, because, says Rashi, why sheyesh lehem achrayus, adam hukash lekarka, people are connected to karka, as the pasuk says, by avodim, that they're like an estate, v'snachaltem osem l'resh sachuza, they get passed down from father to son, like an estate. So too does do avadim. Avadim are connected to karka. So she is being makna herself together with the kesef. Im kein havalei nechasim sheyesh lehem achrayas herself. Nikdim nechasim sheyein lehem achrayas is going together with your kinyan on the kesef. V'ana nipka tanan. But we have a mission that tells us otherwise. That's not how you affect the kinyan agav. How does kinyan agav work? Nechasim sheyein lehem achrayas. Nicknamed the chasim sheyesh lehem achrayus. Because of ishtar v'chazaka. That's not the way agav works. Agav works, I sell you karka, you make a kinyan on the karka, then you get the recorder, the boxes, the other stuff, the chametz together with it. You make a kinyan on karka, you get the chametz together with it, or some other metaltolin together with it, some other movables. But agav works, you make a kinyan on the karka, things go with that. The metaltolin, the movables go with that. Here, she's giving, this is the way the Gemara initially understood it, she's giving him money. She's saying, take the money, and I will come together with the money. Says the Gemara, that's not how Kinyan Agav works. Kinyan Agav works, you give the real estate, the movables go with it. Here you're giving the movables, and she is the real estate, she's going with it. That's not the way Kinyan Agav works. Tysus takes offense at Rashi's comment that Adam Hukash Lekarkos, and this is an important comment for another discussion, really independent issue. Are people considered like real estate or like movables? So Rashi says, look at Taisus. Perish Bekuntris, the Adam Hukish Lakarkos, Bekasha, the Hukra Ksiv Be'evet, Aval Ben Chayrin Lo Yiskish. A free man is not like real estate. Rather, Taisus learns a different shot than the Gemara. That doesn't really mean that they're like real estate. It's a comparison, but it's not literal. Rashi understands people are actually real estate, just like avodim are real estate. Okay. Separate issue. Are adam hukash lekarkos or only avodim hukash lekarkos? But either way, the Gemara says that's not how kinyan agav works. You make a kinyan on the real estate, you get the movables. Here she's giving him the ring. She's saying, take the ring, take the kesef for me, you'll get me as well. That's the real estate going with the movables. Usually the movables goes with the real estate. Says the Gemara, that's not the pshat. That's not what's going on. Amalei misavar, the Amalei agav. No, we're not talking about agav. Talk about adam chashuv askinan. We're talking about an adam chashuv. What's the adam chashuv? She's, it's such a covet for you to accept the gift from me. It's such a covet for me for you to accept the gift from me. So she says, here. Please take this kesef from me, and I'll bring the kudeshes to you with the hana that you accepted this gift. On my behalf. With that hana that he accepted the gift, she'll be makna herself as kesef kiddushin. So even though she's the one who's giving it, he's really the one who's giving her. How is he giving her hana? By accepting the gift from her. so below my social class, and nonetheless she accepts the gift. He accepts the gift from her. He's doing her a favor, not the reverse. And therefore, he's mekadesher with that hana that I accepted her gift. So, ask of Shmuel, 1 minute. But this is a suffix in the Gemara. Boy Rava, does this work or not? Does Adam Chashev work or not? What's the suffix of the Gemara? Of course, it should work. Why is the hana of him being in a higher social class accepting her gift from a lower social class? Of course, it's hana. It's hana like schoik lefanai, rekay lefanai. That's a Gemara later on. Time again with Aleph. If it's worth a pruta, you can be makadish with it. So how come over here this hana is any worse? Who cares how the hana, what form it takes? If it's hana, it's hana. And if accepting her gift is hana, because it's beneath me, I don't need that piece of garbage, but she wants me to take it, I'll take it, I'll do you the favor. And then, you know, you could get, a selfie with me, me accepting your gift. Fine, I'll be makadish to you. Why is that any different than any other hana? Says of Shmuel, because this is not a marketable hana. You know, it is, though, by now. Celebrities now, they market it. They charge for taking pictures with them and taking, selfies with them. But Lamaisa, says of Shmuel, that's not a marketable skill that I accept gifts from people from a lower social class. That's something you put in the newspaper, and charge a certain rate for. The Gemara's time of Gimel is different. That's a classical service is provided, and that has a market value attached to it. This is not a marketable service. This is not a marketable skill. And therefore, that's why the Gemara is not sure, is this Hanar good enough for a woman to be Mekudeshes? Arev, giving the gift on my behalf because I said so, you give the money to Yenim. We know that Hanar is good enough for Fek Kiddushin. Varaya is, that's what the guarantor gets when he obligates himself in a loan. So Kiddushin 2, that Hana is valid. But this Hana of accepting for a gift, an Adam Chash of accepting a gift, and him providing her with Hana that I accepted your gift, that's what Gemara is not sure. That's good enough for Kiddushin. But again, these are all weird forms of Hana. This is not the classical Schaik Lefanai or Kaik Lefanai, which is a marketable skill. That for sure works. What about these weird forms of Hana? Odd, So that's what the Gemara is struggling with here. Yeah.
And the first year we talked about in Shabbat Kesef, that if Shabbat Kesef is anything of value, so why can you say that these services are all put into the same category of something that this person
does? How do you determine value?
So it could be by market, but what if I say, okay, dance before me, and the dance is not great, is that not worth a pruta of value? Is it based on my own opinion, or is it based on the market? Well, the market.
Market.
It's all based on the market. So market. If a joke is told to me that he's going to marry me through this joke, and I don't think it's funny anymore, but if this guy's a funny guy, it would have been a funny joke, am I still going to be Mekadesh?
Yeah.
So it's. I guess that's why it's separate.
Depends on marketable skill. Value is always determined by the market. We're going to get to it. It's a whole discussion. What if it's worth money here and not there? What if it's worth money to me and not this one? But generally speaking, value is determined by the free market. So if it's commodity and it's worth money, then you can be mekudeshes with it. This is not a marketable skill. So yes, I'm providing her with a benefit, but it's not marketable. So is that still called hana for kiddushin? So arev, you gave money to somebody else based on my say-so. We have a precedent for that. That's good for kiddushin. We needed to derive it from arev. Adam Chashev, we have no precedent for that. And that's why the Gemara is not sure if it's good enough. Yeah.
So if it's this type of hana, then does it become subjective now? Or is it still objective?
Excuse me. It's an objective hana. Everyone feels chashuv by when people lend money based on their say-so. You hear what I'm saying? Everyone appreciates this. The question is, there's no dollar value attached to it. what we were discussing yesterday is the sentimental item. Some people are more sentimental than others. Not everybody appreciates sentimental items. And certainly this guy's El Tazei, the Baba, what do I care? That's old people. What do I need a picture of that for? So that's, to me, is mamish worthless. Here, everyone appreciates this hana. The question is, there's no dollar value attached to it, so can we affect Kiddushin based on it? Anyway, that's how the Ritva Rabbosi understood Kiddushin Midin Arev. How? You gave money based on my say-so. The woman directed the cash to go to her friend. You gave it to her friend. She feels chashuv. She feels important. You provide her with that hana. Such a kiddushin can be affected with that hana, even though there's no dollar value attached to it. But we see from an arev that hana is what allows the guarantor to be liable for the loan. It obligates him in the loan, even though it should have been an asmachta, conditional obligation of money. He is obligated because he gets hana that you lend money based on my say-so. So to the woman can be mekudeshes with this same mechanism. However, the Machne Ephraim is a A classical yeshivish sefer, you find it in most Batei Medrash. It was written by a Sephardi named Rabbi Ephraim Navon, who was the rabbi in Constantinople in the early 1700s. So he notes a machlekes harishonim about this halacha midin arev. The opinion of the Ritva is the kiddushin is affected by virtue of the fact that you provided the woman with a hana, that I gave money based on her say-so. However, Tosis and Bava Metzia has a different understanding. Rabbi said, look at Tosis and Bava Metzia, the Machne Ephraim points this out. Tosis and Bava Metzia says, V'chein b'zuzi, over here, Oiz Dawud, im nosan kuf zuzi la'adam, she'yachzir lehekdesh me'eva esrim aser. D'choshev ki'ilu mekabel milva atzmoy. If I give 100, what I gave 100 to this guy. Chemezuzim, not some kufzuzi lo adam, and he's going to give to Hektish 120. The chashav ki'ilu mekabel milva atzmoy, kamo tein manu l'ploini, v'kadosh ani l'chadam mikudeshes midin arev, just like arev works, guarantor, kiddushin midin arev. The chashav ki'ilu kibla mimenu, says Taisvis, When I give money based on her command and her directive, that's as if I gave the money to her. Again, you have chassan, you have kala, and third wheel. The kala says to the chassan, give money to third wheel, and I'll be mekudesh to you. Get him to leave. Fine. So says the Ritva, what's the kiddushin based on the fact that, oh, you did what I said, you know? Well, little does he know, the rest of his life he's going to continue to do what she says. But that's another point. And that's what they say, Chasen Derim Melech. Why is it Chasen Derim Melech? You should at least feel like a Melech for the first 7 days. After that, it's over. You're done. You're out. Then you're a housekeeper. Fine. So he gives the money based on what she says. She feels Chasen that Hana, he provided her. Says Taisus, no. You know why? She's Mekudeshes. When she directs the money to third wheel, because it says, if you gave the money to her, because she directed it there, so it's as if you gave it to her. That's why Tosfos says, if I lend you money, and I say, don't pay me the ribbis. I'll lend you 100, pay my shul, and we're not, laundering money in the shul, pay my shul, double. Since you gave the money, says Tosfos, based on my directive, it's as if you gave it to me, and that's called ribbis. That's called returning more than you borrowed on the loan, even though you're paying it to a third party. So too, says Tysus, that's how Arev works by Kiddushin. You gave the money based on my directive, it's as if you gave it to me. You know why the Arev is chayven a loan? Since you gave the money based on my guarantee, it's as if you gave the money to me. I'm not Mekudesh with the Hana that you listened to what I said. I'm the woman is Mekudesh because it's as if you gave it to her. The Arev is Chayv and the Lone because if you gave it to him. If that's the case, Rabbi said, what should the Nusach of Kiddushin be? The husband, of course, has to say something. Again, wife, Kala says to Chassan, give money to third wheel. And he listens. He gives the money to the third party. But he has to say something, a language of Kiddushin. What does he say to her? What does he say to her? So says the tour. Everybody said, look at the tour. Amaloi, this is quoting in the name of the Rosh, his father. Amaloi, tain manu lo ploini, v'akadash ani lecha. She says, give money to ploini and I'll be makudish to you. V'nosnu v'amala. He gives it to Yenim, he gives it to the third wheel, and he says to her, hiskachi li b'mana, marry me with this mana, shenosati lo ploini, mikudashta, mikudashas. Give it, the hay is extra. Give it to somebody, and he says to her, I'm marrying you with the money that I gave to him. What did the Ritva have? What was his nusach of Kiddushin? Just, I'm marrying you with the money that I gave to him? No. I'm not marrying you with the money that I gave to him. That's not going to her. How can he be Mekadosh with the money that went to somebody else? Said the Ritva, a whole complicated lashon. Hare, at, mekudeshes, li, ba'oisa, hanosh, and asati, leplani, mana bidiburech. I gave money based on your say-so, that hana, I'm being mekadesh you. The Rosh says no, the Torah says no. I'm mekadesh you with the money that I gave to Pliny. You know why such a kiddushin works, says the Machne Ephraim? The Torah understood like Tosfos. That what? How does mekudesh midin arev work? When I give the money based on your say-so, it's as if I gave it to you. Oh, it's as if I gave it to you. So I could just say, I'm a Kaddish you with the mana that I gave to Pliny. That's really yours, because I gave it based on your say-so. So it's as if I gave it to you. So therefore says the tour that the Lashon of Kiddush is entirely different. The Ritva understood the whole Rega Halacha. I listened to what you said. I provide you with some sort of Hana. So I say to you, I'm a Kaddish with Hana that I listened to what you said. The Torah says, no, it's as if I gave it to you. I'm a Kaddish with this money that I gave to somebody else. It's really like yours. Yeah.
All these cases, the woman is taking an active role in the process.
Okay.
And just like we discussed earlier, that she assumes...
She's directing traffic.
But that's an active role, though. So she's
not really. He's giving, he's saying.
But based on the toast question, not going to do a crime, that you're saying that this woman, since she has control over it, it's like as if it comes to...
Passive-aggressive.
It's not enough to say that you're taking control of the confusion.
No, she's directing traffic. She's telling you what to do and when to do it and what to say. That's not... she's not giving and she's not speaking. Those are the two main parts of the Kiddushin. Okay, Rabbi, so we understand the Machlokes HaRishonim over here, Midin Arev. She says, give the money to somebody else, to a third party, I'll be Mekudeshes to you. The Ritva says, how does that work? I provided her with the Hana that I listened to what she said. Just like an Arev is Chayvin alone because of the Hana that you lent money based on his guarantee. And it's a unique type of Hana. We needed a unique Limud. It's not like a marketable skill. Tysus and the Tur, the Rosh, understood this halacha entirely differently. When you give it to the third party, it's as if I gave it to her. It's like classical Kiddushin. We derive from the Arev, who's obligated the loan, because of his guarantee. It's as if you gave him the money. Since he said lend the money, he guaranteed the loan, as if you gave it to him, and that's why he's liable on the loan. So too, when she says give money to a third party, it's as if you gave the money. You give it to that third party, it's as if you gave it to her. Machlekes Rishonim. Everybody, so we understand this? Okay. How does the Rambam paskin? Not so simple. Look at the Rambam, Perek Hey, Ilchasisha, Salacha Chav Hey. Ha'isha Sha'amar Tain Dino Luplaini. A woman says, give money to somebody else. Viskadish Ani Lacha. I'll become married to you. V'nosan V'omar. He gives it, and then he says to her, Ha'reyad Mekudeshes Li B'hanos Matana Zu Shinasati Alpicha Ha'reyad Mekudeshes. You are hereby married to me with the Hana that I gave money to somebody else based on your say so. Who's she did this Rambam subscribe to? The Ritva? Huh? The Ritva. I mean, it's like we couldn't have written it better ourselves, right? Okay. However, Rabbi said, look at the Rambam. Perek Aleph, Hilchos Mechira, Halacha Vav. The Rambam says it's not just by Kiddushin, by the way. You can effectuate a sale in this way. What do you mean? I want to buy your house. So I'm here, I'm coming with my suitcase of cash to buy your house. You say, you know, no, don't give it to me, give it to a third party for him. You know. Fine, I'll give it to the third party. Can I buy the house by listening to what you said? Yeah, just like Arev. Just like an Arev is obligated in the loan, liable in the loan, because he guaranteed the loan and you lent money based on his say-so. You gave money to somebody else based on my say-so. And if I'm obligated in the loan, I could sell a house in this mechanism as well. Me din Arev. What does that mean? There is no guarantor here. What it means is, I come with a suitcase of cash to buy your house. You say, give it to somebody else. I gave it to somebody else based on your directive. In the lieu of that hana, you're selling me the house. Yeah.
Why is that even a chiddush? Because you can also just give away
a house. You need a kinyan. So the kinyan would be the kinyan kesef that this person made on the suitcase of cash. I got your house. That is my kinyan.
You're not allowed.
You can't be mocking things just by saying so.
A person can't.
He needs a form of acquisition. So the form of acquisition is I gave the money to somebody else.
There's no such thing as machana in like.
You would. You would need a kinyan, a hagba, or a mashicha, or a karka, the chazaka, or kesef, or shtar. Yeah.
Would we say that in the house case, it would work if I said you could keep the money? Like not a third party, if I said you could just have the money back yourself?
You can, but again, there's no kinyan then. You didn't do a form of acquisition. If I say give to this guy and he picks up the money, so that's like my kinyan kesef. But you need a kinyan. You have to make a kinyan on the money, or I would have to make a kinyan on the karka. Someone's got to make a form of acquisition to get the transaction rolling. Can't just be the words. Words like Marcos, mili. That's nothing. So the Rambam over here, Perek Aleph, Hilchos Mechira, Halacha Vav, describes this case in Mekach U'Memkar. Ha'oymel l'chaveroi. Tain manu l'ploini v'yikne besi. Give money to a third party, and I'll sell you my house. Kevan shenosan kana habayis midin aref. Once he gives it, he's kind of the house midin aref. Now, from this Rambam, he makes no mention of hana that you provided to the seller, because I listened to what he says, like we have by Kiddushin. He just says, the Kiddushin is valid. There's no mention of hana at all. Sounds like the money that I give to the third party is as if it's going to the seller. Just like the Arev, you lent money based on my guarantees as if you lent me the money. And that's why I'm obligated. The Rambam here makes no mention of this mechanism of hana that the Ritva introduced. Sounds like when I give it to the third party, it's as if I gave it to you. That sounds like the rush, like the tour. The Machane Ephraim already asked. We don't know which side of the fence the Rambam is on. Sounds like both. In Hilchos Ishus, he sounds like the Ritva. Hilchos Mechira, he sounds like the tour. Yeah.
Can we say that, maybe it's because for the selling of the house, there's no need for Amira?
There's no need for Amira, that's true, but the Rambam should have explained the mechanism to you. How does it work?
Right, but it seems like
he goes to such lengths to explain it in Hilchos Ishus.
Right, but that's because in Amira...
So you're saying what I think is the simple answer, the Balabatashe answer, is the Rambam already explained it in Hilchos Ishus. He's not going to explain himself every time. We all know what Arev is. We're Olam Donim. We're B'nai Torah. We know what Arev is. What's the footnote? How does it work? See Hilchos Ishus.
Even more so, because with the one in love, an Amira is needed when you're doing this for Kiddushin. So that's why he went at length to say that, with the Hana from this, that's why he needed it. But from this, he didn't even have to say it.
Make a statement. A little bit even, I'll take what you said a little bit further. So the Brisker Rav explains in the back of his Sefer on the Rambam, that's over here, Ois Ches. In the back of the Brisker Rav Sefer on the Rambam, there are letters. Some of them were to Rav Salvechik. Chaim Milson once said when he came here that he heard from Salvechik, if he says at the beginning of the letter, Chazisi li Yakiri, I saw from my dear one, that was to the Rav, his nephew. He, I think there are two letters there to Rav Salvechik. That's Chazisi li Yakiri. But this one is not to the Rav, but he writes in his letters in the back of the Sefer the following. He explains the contradiction or apparent contradiction in the Rambam the following way, based on the Rambam that we had yesterday. The Rambam the Taime, if you remember, according to the Rambam, to effectuate Kiddushin, it's not enough that you have Kinyan Kesef. What do you need on top of that? Kesef sheyesh b'manah. Kesef that provides her with some form of new tangible benefit. The Rambam the Taime, the Matzach b'Kiddushin, Kesef shohanah. The Rambam really holds, says Briskerov, like the Rosh, like the Tur. When I give it to a third party, it's as if I gave it to you. But that's not good enough for Kiddushin. Why isn't that good enough for Kiddushin? It's good for the sale of Karka. Why isn't it good enough for the effectuate Kiddushin? By Kiddushin, it's not good enough to have Kinyan Kesef. What do you need? Kesef that provides her with some tangible form of benefit. And when you give it to Pliny, that's not schoik lefonai, rekoi lefonai, a marketable. Here she got nothing. All she got was, puff out her, That works for an Ariman alone, where Kinyan Kesef is enough. And here that you gave money to a third party based on my say-so, it's as if you gave it to me. The Hana here is not Hana, not real Hana. So therefore, the Rambam says, no, he has to explain himself more in Hilchos Ishus. Hilchos Mechira doesn't have to get into this. He just says, you gave money to a third party, it's as if you gave it to me. By Kiddushin, that's not good enough. It's got to be Kesef Sheyesh B'Manah. So the Rambam has to go out of his way to explain to you, no, even though it's not a marketable Hana, there is Hana here. Kinir Pasha, the Gamla Haram, Ladas Harambam, had Kiddushin Heim Be'etzma Kesef. Of course, Kiddushin can be effectuated with Kinyan Kesef, Shanazan Leplani, V'na Bovad. If this was just Hana, it's the same as Chayk Lefana, Rekay Lefana, if this is just plain old Hana. The Gamba Kiddushin, says the Briskerov, Nase de Etzema Kesef. It's as if I gave it to her. He includes the reasoning of the Ritva on top of the Rosh. The Rambam's fear lay the Kiddushin loy sagi beloy Hana. By Kiddushin, you need Hana. Vizel Shekosef, the Gam Hana Yeshkan. Here, there's not just Kinyan Kesef that you gave money to a third party. It's as if you gave it to her, but she doesn't benefit anything. Here, she does benefit, because she gets to have the... You listen to what I said. But the Indian mechira loy ba'ina dafka kesef shalna mishum haki hishmit sham letaima dahana. So according to the Brisker Rav, the Rambam really combines both positions. The Ritva held Arev works because you listen to what I said. It's as if I gave you the Chasim gave the Kala Hana by the fact that he listened, by virtue of the fact that he listened to what she said. And that's Hana's Kekesef. The Rush held when you give it to the third party, the Tour held when you give it to the third party, it's as if I gave it to her. I'm giving her cash mamish. And that's how the Rambam holds. By Mechira, that's how it works. When I give it to the third party based on your say so, it's as if I gave it to you. But the Rambam, when it comes to Kiddushin, adds the Ritva on top of the Rosh, meaning the element of Hana on top of the Kesef that came to her. Because the Kesef alone is not good enough when it comes to Kiddushin, because for Kiddushin, according to the Rambam, you need Kesef where there's some benefit to her. That's why if you're Mochel Amilveh, and she gets nothing new, says the Rambam, even though being Mochel alone is a sale when it comes to Mekachu Memkar, being Mochel alone and there's a Hana, or with the cash that I gave you by forgiving the loan, sell me a property that works. When it comes to Kiddushin, it doesn't. You have to give her something that's tangible that she could benefit from. Here, the cash went to somebody else. What does that help her? Says the Rambam, no, she gets Hana on top of that. Did you listen to what she said? That's adding to the fact that the cash is as if she came to her. It's virtually or halakhically as if it came to her, but she doesn't have anything tangible to benefit from. So the Rambam had to add on, yeah, but she gets the Hana of the fact that you listened to what she said. So that's why the Rambam puts both together. The Rambam really, says the Brisker Rav, holds like the Rosh. When I give it to the third party based on her say-so, it's as if I gave it to her. But in Hilchas Ishus, he adds the Svar of the Ritva, that it's as if I got Hana from it. Because by Kiddushin, you need Kesef Sheyesh Bohem Hana. That's the Pshat of the Brisker Rav. There is one scenario where the Ritva seems to will agree with the Rosh. That when you give money to somebody else, it's as if you gave it to me. And that is the next Gemara. Everybody said, look at the next Gemara, the period four lines down. A different case. Gemara. Hey lech mona viskachi leploini. The chassan gives the kala money, and he says, you should be married to my buddy. Reuven gives, you know, Sarah money, and Sarah should be married to Shimon. Mikudesh is midin eved kenani. That works. Midin eved kenani. Who's the eved kenani here? Nobody. Nobody. It's the same mechanism. Just like eved kenani, says the Gemara, who redeems the eved kenani? Who buys him to freedom? A third party. Not the master, not the eved. How could the eved buy himself out to freedom? He has no money. Masha kana eved kana rabbi. Anything that he gets goes to the adon. So who buys the eved kenani's freedom? A third party. Does he buy the eved kenani? No. He goes to freedom by virtue of the fact that I gave the adon money. So even though the eved kenani lost nothing, he's getting his freedom. So midin eved kenani. Eved kenani lapa vagablo kachasav lemidi. He's lost nothing. Kakani nafshe. He gains himself. He buys himself back. Hai gaver nami avagablo kachasar. Shimon, that's, you know, the buddy, the friend, is getting a wife. He's getting a wife, even though he lost nothing. The case of Arev was the opposite. She gained nothing, ostensibly, until we analyze the sugya. She gained nothing. She directs traffic. She says to him, give the money to my friend. Even though she got nothing, the Kiddushin's valid, as we explained. Here's the opposite. He lost nothing. He's giving Kesef Kiddushin, one guy's giving Kesef Kiddushin to a woman that she should be married to his buddy. And his buddy gave nothing. So here there's just the opposite case. The Chassan lost nothing. My boy said, look at the Ran, and his understanding of this Gemara. Over here, Oistes. V'hu shluchoi. Ah, now they're starting to come together. He's a shliach. For Shimon, Shimon appoints Reuven, says, go marry this girl for me. He's very shy, you know, and has short on cash. I appointed you as my shliach. I say, you know, I don't have any cash, you know, spot me, you know, or whatever, gold ring. And he marries the kala with his own money for his friend. Mikudeshes, what's the chiddush then? I made you a shliach. Of course you can make a shliach for Kiddushin. We're going to get to that later on in the Masechta. You can make a shliach for Kiddushin. No. Mikudeshes, what's the Kiddush? Abal gab demona lav shom mishaleachu. Even though the chassan Shimon lost nothing. Reuben lost money. Shimon didn't. Shimon is married. Okay? So what do you see from Eved Kenani? What are we learning out from Eved Kenani? What do you need to affect Kiddushin? That the chosan should lose or the kala should gain? Kala should gain. As long as the kala gains, and some man loses, you know, Reuben is losing, not Shimon, not the chosan, that's good enough. As long as she gains something, the Kiddushin is valid. That's what we learn from Eved Kenani. And Rabbi said, that's how the Radbaz learns. Quoted by the Mishnah Lamech. The Mishnah Lamech sometimes has a major arichos. You have like a Rambam. Mishnah Lamech goes on pages and pages and pages and pages. So one of those lengthy, I don't think that's how it was written. I think that's how the printer printed it, but comment for another time. But look, five lines up, and this is a snippet from a very long Mishnah Lamech. He writes, Ra'isi Laharad Baz. Everybody see, see it? Shenisha b'misha zara kiddushin l'leya, he throws kiddushin to Leah. V'lo hayu shavim pruta. When he throws it, it's not worth a shavim pruta. I don't know what it is. Some stock. I don't know. It's a penny stock. I don't know. It's not worth a shavim pruta. He makes a paper airplane out of a penny stock. Okay. V'lo hispika l'agia l'yada achenis yakav amdal pruta. Penny, no, day trading. It changes by the minute. By the time it arrives in her hand, it's worth a pruta. So did he lose a pruta? No, when I gave it to you, it was junk. Financially. Then it gets their hand. It's worth a pruta. Mahu! Basar noisin aslinan? Veleka pruta? Veleka kasar velemidi? Do we go based on what it was worth in the chasan's hand when he gave it? Hilkak loikani, therefore the kedushin is not valid. Oh, Dilma! Basar makabar aslinan? Vaika pruta? Do we go based on when it arrived in her hand and it was worth a pruta? Beheshiv hadavar borer the basa di daz lina. We go based on her. What's his raya? Eved Kenani. Their ruler, those chasan Shimon, doesn't give anything to the kala. Who gives to the kala? Reuben. But since she got a pruta, she's mikudesha. So too here. As long as a pruta reaches her hands, the kiddushin is effectuated. Beheshiv hadavar borer the basa di daz lina. We follow her. When does Kiddushin take place? Not when he gives it, when she accepts it. Even though when he gave it, it wasn't worth a pruta. He loses nothing. Even though he didn't lose a pruta, I gave it to you as a penny stock, it was garnished. Junk. By the time it gets to your hand, it's worth a pruta, you're mekudeshes. Just like the Eved Kenani with a chasan gave nothing. It was his buddy who gave the money, yet he's mekudeshes. He didn't have a kenani as the mechanism of an Eved Kenani that he's bought out to freedom by a third party, yet he kind of himself, even though he lost nothing. As long as the other gained. So to be here, as long as the woman got a pruta, we're all good. Doesn't matter if he lost nothing. The Mishnah now uses this to discuss a fascinating case. Fascinating case. About a man who wants to be Mekadesh, a woman with Isurei Hanoa. Isurei Hanoa is something that you're prohibited from benefiting from. Keloi HaKerem, wheat and grapes that grow together. Orlo, the first few years of a fruit, tree's growth, the fruits are prohibited. They're not only prohibited in eating, it's prohibited in Hanoa. Basa B'chalav, milk cooked with meat. So you can't be Mekadesh a woman with it either. It's Atsa Bahana. But what if she is a Chayla? Mercy wedding. She's a Chayla Nebuch. And she is in a life-threatening situation. I guess he's really not so nice. She needs food. She's starving. He says, well, I have some Basa B'chalav over here. I'll give it to you. And she's allowed to eat it because she's a Chayla Mesukan. Not one of the Gimel Averos HaChamuros. Just to give a polite rather than Yibasa B'chalav, V'arla, Kalaya Kerem. You can eat it if you're sick, just like you'd eat trade. She's sick, Chayla Mesukan. And this, she has nothing else to eat. She says, I'll give it to you. Amanah said, you know, you marry me with this Kalaya Kerem, with this Arla. So is she allowed to eat it? Bashir Husham. Bashir Hisham. Is she allowed to eat it? Yes, she's a Chayla Mesukan. Is he losing anything? No. because it's not worth anything to him. He can't do anything with it. It's like asur b'hanah. He can't use it for anything. But she gains, he doesn't lose. Says the Mishnah Melech, the Kiddushin is valid. Midin evik naini. Even though he lost nothing because he gave something that he couldn't use anyway, she can use it because she's a chalam esukan, and in her life-threatening situation, she can eat it. So vis-a-vis her, she got, even though he didn't give up anything, the kiddushin is valid. He didn't have a k'nayin. He is. He is benefiting. He can't sell it. He can't sell it. But he'll be Makadesh her with it. No, he's not giving up anything.
No, but by him being Makadesh her with it, he's
going to yeah.
He would have had to spend
saying it should be no different than buying and selling Yisur HaNah. And I give it to a Nachri and I get money in exchange. Can't do that. Yeah, it would be a violation. Yeah, but would she be Makudeshes? I'm not supposed to do that. But would the Kiddushin be effective? Did I give her anything of value? To me, it's not worth anything. You can't use it. To her, it is worth something. So you're right, you're not supposed to do it. Definitely not the right thing. But would the Kiddushin be effectuated? Yeah, I gave her something that she can use. Normally, if I give her a Yisur HaNah, she can't use it. I can't use it what I give her. Here, you gave her something she can use. Yeah. That's all within the Ran and the Rabbaz. How does the Kiddushin work? We didn't have a Knaini. Even though the Chassan gave up nothing, she got something from a third party, the Kiddushin is effectuated as long as she got. Yeah.
Oh, but you're not even getting Hana from it, though, because you're using it for a proper cause. Because she can eat it, though, therefore it's totally fine to give it to her.
Ah.
No, but she didn't want to lose it. I'm saying by you giving her the Isra Hana, so now you're not spending a prut or whatever. So you're getting Hana in the sense that now you're
saying it's a kosher form of Hana.
Either way, you're discussing should he do it in the first place or not. Well, I'm talking about, let's say he did it.
Yeah. Fine, it's fine.
Hey, yeah. That's the question. Did I give her anything of value? Do we determine value based on the fact that I gave up or that she got? And here she got, even though I didn't give up. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
So we determine value based on the market also.
On market.
So by market.
But that's our whole sugi is off market. These are all things that are not on market. That's chayk lefanai, rekay lefanai. Those are traditional hanoas. We don't even need arev and evikanani for that. Here we're learning out the special limud. Oh, look at the mechanism by evikanani. We're going to employ that here too. Look at the mechanism by arev. We're going to employ that here too, even though it's not traditional hanoas. It works based on the precedent of Evik Kanani. So already off the grid a little bit, but the question is, how does it work? That's what we're talking about. Yeah?
Didn't we have a svara that, like, part of the aspect of giving money is that you have to lose out?
That the chassan has to, someone has to, meaning if I give, that was the Rishonim brought out, if I give, but, I'm sorry, you have to, it's not good enough, where was that, by Mekadesh? The milva we brought up by Makadesh. Oh, with the IOU.
Yeah.
You have to lose money, and here he created money. He didn't take something that he had and give to her.
So
he created a new entity. That was the Rashba had. Someone's losing. I think what it means is that you took, someone lost. The question is, does he have to be the one who loses? That's what I think. Meaning there, no one lost. When I create cash, that's made up. That's what the Rashba said. You can't have create cash.
Why should I?
Good point. Yeah. Well, see, the Ritva and the Rajba will disagree. They learn the sugi in a entirely different way. Yeah, Brandon.
That's the point, though. Can we say that in discussion of Khalifin, Gemara said very clearly that a woman won't give herself over
for less than a shavah pruta.
It should be mitzad her.
That's the way. Okay, that's the Ran. Right. Yeah, the Radbaz. As long as she gets a pruta, she's good. The Ritva going to different pshat in our sugya. Rabbi said, look at the Ritva, turn the page, Yud Aleph. Heilech manav iskachi l'plani mikudesh, we didn't have a k'nani, perush. Hamari b'she'ein anois in shluchu shal makadish. No! Reuben is not Shima in shliach. That's the whole chiddush here. El shanois in kesem mishaloi. Reuben gives money from his own. Kadesh is iskadish boi lozeh. I do my buddy a favor. He didn't make me a shliach, I'm doing him a favor. Behind the also got me didn't have a kanani. That's the same as Evik Kanani, where the third party is not the shliach of the Evik Kanani. The Kevin Shekain, Sarah Shaoisa Plenty Yoimala, Hare Ad Mikudeshes Li, Bekesef shenatzan lecha ployni shetis kaddish li. V'loy aminan hachal v'nesinas acher b'shvilo chashev k'nesinasai. When someone gives money on my behalf, it's as if I gave it. Not because you're my shliach and that as long as she gets, even though he doesn't lose, that's not the chiddush of our sugya. The chiddush of our sugya is when a third party gives on my behalf, even though he's not my shliach, it's as if I gave. If he'd be my shliach, we don't need this gemara, then he's my shliach. He's not my shliach. Just like David Kanaini, the third party is not his shliach. You give money that I should be mekudeshes, that's like Nesinas Acher Bishvila Chashev Kenesinasai. How do you know that? Just like Eved Kenani. A third party buys Eved Kenani's freedom. Even though Eved Kenani loses nothing, he gets himself. So to over here, he gets the woman Bekidushin, even though he didn't give anything himself, because the other party's giving it is as if he gave it. But maybe you do need the Chasson to lose. He does have to give of himself. And in fact, that is what the Ritva writes in Kiddushin in Vav Amabez. The Ritva says, you cannot be Mekadesh, a sick woman, with Isurei Hanah. Because you not only have to give her something, you have to lose yourself. Which is the Svar that we mentioned last time. So Ritva says, no, of course you have to lose. You have to give, and she gets to take. What's the Kiddush of Eved Kenani? When someone else gives, it's as if I gave. That's the whole Kiddush of the Sugya. So even though the Ritva, this is just conceptually, even though the Ritva couldn't understand Arev, that when you give to a third party, it's as if the woman got, here when the guy's buddy is giving on his behalf, it's as if he gave. Conceptually, it's just a little inconsistent within the Ritva. But he's saying, over here, it's not a Hana issue. Here, it's as if, since my friend gave on my behalf, even though he's not my shliach, it's as if I gave. But a Kiddushin involves a give and a take. Therefore, says the Ritva, you cannot be Mekadesh, a sick woman, with Isurei Hanah. Even though she got, you didn't give. The Ran, the Radvaz, understood this whole sugya differently. We're talking about when you made him a shliach. What is the chiddush? That even though she got, you don't have to give. So he says, well, maybe you could even be Mekadesh with Isurei Hanah, or that's something that's less than a Sheva Pruta, as long as by her it's worth a Sheva Pruta, by her she can enjoy. Okay, yeah. Shkana Chomet. Here's the Shem.